You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, it is time for us to get into our grow model. As per usual, it is now 13 minutes after 1. My name is Nayelu Pondwana. Good afternoon to you. Welcome back. Thank you very much for sticking around. You're listening now to the second hour of the program with yours truly. And we do have our next guest on the line to give us some perspective, some insights, some understanding on what we're talking about. And this week, we're talking about the compassion of Christ, seeing the unseen. That's our focus for today in our Grow Model. And to give us some understanding is Pastor Isaac Solomon, who's going to be helping us understand, is going to be chaperoning us throughout the entire week on the concept of the compassion of Christ. Now, Jesus didn't just notice crowds. No. He saw individuals, from the bleeding woman hidden in the throng to Zacchaeus perched awkwardly in a tree. Christ's compassion always began with seeing them. His eyes were tuned to pain, loneliness, and longing that others overlooked. Compassion starts with awareness, I suppose, and Jesus never missed a moment to meet a need, and that's why we need a pastor to unpack this for us. That's why we do have Pastor Isaac Solomon. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, my brother, and good afternoon to all our listeners.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. So a question perhaps we should jump into is based on Luke chapter 8, verse 43 up until verse 48. What does Jesus' interaction with the bleeding woman in that scripture tell us about his attention to those society ignores? Would you like us to read the text, or are you going to read it from your side, Pastor?
You can read it for us. That would be great.
All right. We are going to be reading it from the English Standard Version. Are you okay with the English Standard Version? I understand some pastors really don't like other versions. They prefer the King James Version. Are you okay with the English Standard Version?
Not a problem. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm reading from the book of Luke chapter 8, and we are going to read it from let me just check my verses there. Verse 43. I'm going to start reading from verse 43 up until verse 48. My version reads as follows. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years. And though she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. And immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, "Who was it that touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds around you and pressing in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive the power has gone out from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." May the Lord bless the reading of his word now and forever. There it is.
Mercy. So back to the question, what does Jesus' interaction with the bleeding woman in this passage tell us about his attention to those society ignores?
That is correct.
Let me start by saying that Jesus did not see crowds. This passage reminds us he saw people. He saw individuals.
Right.
He saw hidden pain. He saw silent cries. And in line with your theme, seeing the unseen, his compassion always began with seeing.
Right.
This woman had been bleeding for 12 years, as the passage reminds us. She was physically weak, ritually even unclean, and she was just a social outcast. In fact, she wasn't even supposed to be in the crowd. But she came in faith, silently, secretly, making a way, hoping to just touch the edge of his garment. But Jesus could discern the difference between a casual touch and a touch of faith. And so he stops, and he didn't just let her slip away. you know, after the healing, he called her out.
Right.
But the calling out was not to embarrass her, but to affirm her worth.
Mm.
And he said, daughter, your faith has made you well. I would like to believe that Jesus gave her more than just physical healing.
Okay.
He gave her dignity, public restoration, and he gave her back her identity.
Yeah.
So what does the story tell us about Jesus' attention to the ignored? It shows us that Jesus stops for ones that nobody else sees. He doesn't just heal, he restores. He doesn't just notice, he sees.
Allow me to just digress a bit, Mfundis. That is the popular narrative that Jesus saw her. And yet when you read the text verbatim, Jesus had passed her by. He didn't stop. He passed her by. Had she not acted in faith, Jesus would never have seen her. Even after she had touched him, he still asked, who touched me? Just clarify that. It sounds brilliant when you're explaining it, but the narrative seems to be pointing in the different direction. Just reconcile the two.
Yeah, he's God. He's a discerning spirit. He knew the woman. Just like he told his disciples with the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. He said, I must go. I have an appointment with somebody that will come by there.
Right.
He knew the woman, right? It was to bring out the beauty of his character, to bring out the compassion that he has for those who are suffering in silence, and to bring out in this woman her faith, because he commends her as he heals her, you know, as she touched him. He says, it's your faith. He commends her for her faith that she had in him.
Right.
So did Jesus know about this? Yes, he knew about it.
Okay.
But it is for our good. It is for her good that he called her out.
Right. So this idea of being seen sometimes can be seen to be a postmodern existential quandary for people who want to be seen. And yet we as people in the theological sphere seem to be insisting that it's also a divine thing. Just clarify it, Mfundisi. Why is seeing others, not just glancing into them, but seeing others, why is it essential to showing compassion?
Yeah, sure. Let me use the example of God and Hagar. So Hagar is in distress. We know that story in Exodus chapter 16, I think. Feeling lost, she's rejected, she's an outcast, she's all alone. Pretty much how many people feel today. And in that moment of feeling unseen, she senses God. God shows up. It's not a distant God in our moments of distress. God shows up, and God not only sees her, but he takes the time to talk to her.
Right.
And he says, she exclaims, you are the God who sees me.
Right.
And God sets the example for us with Hagar. Jesus sets the example for us with this woman that we just spoke about. And so compassion starts with seeing. Jesus looked at the crowds and he had compassion on them, we are told in the Bible.
Right.
But you know, our lives have become so fast-paced,
right?
So demanding. It has led us to be so self-focused and self-centered. We focused on just making it through our own day, the meeting the demands of, you know, so the eyes are just fixated on self.
Right.
And I remember, if I can just relate this quick testimony, I remember, you know, some months ago, we had a gathering with some church members, a few churches together. We were walking on the Durban beachfront, and I had an appointment. I think it was a funeral, and so I took my walking clothes with, but I had my suit on first, and went to do the funeral. Came back in the car, changed into my walking clothes, and rushing to meet up with the guys. And I realized after about a kilometer walk that I was never going to catch up with him. So I turned back, walking at the same fast pace. And, you know, God is so amazing. I just felt the strong voice speaking to me, saying to me, live in the moment.
Okay.
Where are you rushing to?
Yeah.
And I just became so aware of God's presence. And I just slowed down instantly. And I just started walking. And will you believe it? God brings somebody across my path. I could notice a beggar.
Okay.
That was looking at me, trying to get my attention. And I can tell you, if I had been rushing like I was,
right,
I would have passed by him. But God stopped me and slowed me down. I could go and spend time with that beggar. We had the loveliest conversation.
Okay.
I could reach out to him, you know, with the gospel. And that reminded me the importance of slowing down for us to be able to see others. When we slow down, we see others.
Right, right.
We not only see them, but we see their pain. We see their struggles. We see their needs. When we see that, our hearts will be filled with compassion, and we will be able then to minister to them.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. And by the way, those of you who are wondering where the story is found of Hagar, you can find that story and the actual statement by Hagar from the book of Genesis chapter 16, verse 13, where she says, "I have now seen the one who sees me." Now, help us understand, Mfundis, right there in that story of Abraham and Sarah not seeing Hagar up until she's now seen by God. In the same way, the disciples did not see this woman with the issue of blood. How do we? Teach us how. How can we train ourselves to be more observant of others' emotional and spiritual needs?
Good one, good one. I would say that it always starts with prayer. You know, for us to pray for the spirit of discernment. You know, that's a spiritual gift, actually. And we should ever wanting to expand our spiritual gift. So praying for the spirit of discernment. Each day, ask the Lord to help me to see people and to see them the way He sees them. You know, for Him to give me a compassionate heart, to take this selfish heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh. That's number one. So it starts with prayer, praying for a spirit of discernment.
Right.
And for me, you know, for God to help me to see others the way He sees them. Number two, I mentioned it already, to slow down.
Okay.
We live, our lives are too fast. You know, for us to be able to see, we need to slow down. Yeah, listen to this. Love walks at the pace of presence.
Wow.
Love walks at the pace of presence. We need to be present. We need to be in the present. Number three, we need to listen with our eyes, to look beyond words, to notice a posture, a tone in the voice, hesitation, you know. So listen with your eyes. And so starts with prayer. Slow down. Listen with your eyes. Number four, follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Sometimes a simple question, like, you know, to a person that the Holy Spirit is leading us to, a simple question, are you okay? How is your day going so far? You know, we can be surprised at how an opening question like that can open the door to deeper conversations and even healing. So we are to be laborers together with God in bringing relief to the suffering of humanity.
Yeah.
And for us to do that, we need to train ourselves to pray.
Okay.
Train ourselves to slow down, to listen with our eyes, and to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, okay. Amongst us in society, there are those people who appear to be well off. They are living in high society, and yet they too need grace. Teach us, Mfundis, again, what are some modern Zacchaeus moments where people go unnoticed but still need grace?
Yeah, Zacchaeus, we know him, tax collector.
Right.
Despised, dismissed by his own community. They really could not handle him for, you know, what he took from them. But Jesus, again, sees, you know, Jesus sees Zacchaeus in the tree. He does something amazing. Jesus invites himself to Zacchaeus' house. Luke 19, 1 to 10, we read that account.
Right.
So today, Zacchaeus' moments, it happens everywhere. You know, it happens in school, where a child maybe always is just there alone, eats alone, always alone.
Right.
And, you know, as school, the young people, you know, we have an opportunity to go after the ones that are ignored, the ones that are despised even by others. In church, in church, mercy, you know, with a visitor who slips out before anyone can say hello, in families where someone is just silent. And that silence, oftentimes it hides deep wounds. And in the digital era, it's so easy for us to just, you know, disappear in silence. Or online, where someone's post, maybe a Facebook post or a whatever post, is a cry for help that is wrapped in humor. So these Zacchaeus moments that we see coming across our paths all day, they're everywhere. They're in every room, at every church service they are. You know, neighborhoods, they are there. And if we learn to look with Christ's eyes, if we learn to slow down, if we learn to be a people of discernment, we will see who's climbing trees just to be noticed.
Right.
And God
right.
will bring opportunities across our paths.
Ah, okay. Final question, I'll let you go, Pastor, I promise. How might we unintentionally overlook the people that Christ would stop for?
Yeah. Sometimes it comes down to the same thing. It's because we're so busy, you know, even with good things.
Right.
Or maybe we just make assumptions, you know, and we think, they're fine. They wouldn't want to, you know, to be talked to. But we see, you know, let me take this example, blind Bartimaeus.
Right.
You know, Jesus stops for blind Bartimaeus when others try to silence this very blind Bartimaeus. Jesus takes the time in Mark 10, 46 to 52, that's where we find that account. You know, another account, we made reference to it. He saw the Samaritan woman. Others were avoiding her. She was, again, a social outcast. But Jesus takes the time, you know, to stop and minister to her. He noticed a widow giving two small coins. And I dare to say, if Jesus were walking through our neighborhoods and walking through our churches today, he'd likely stop for people we've unintentionally walked past. So how might we be overlooking those Christ would stop for? By rushing past what he would pause for, you know, by looking around instead of looking at or looking in to the heart of people. But here's good news. It literally only takes one prayer and one moment to see someone and to start a conversation and make an eternal impact on somebody's life.
Right. Okay. All right. We're going to leave it right there today, Mfundisi. Brilliant and a beautiful start to our week. Looking forward to the rest of the week. Please come back again tomorrow and the rest of the week. Have a wonderful day further. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.